KB2HXS Mobile.
For DJW Mobile.
Oh, hey, Dave, how are you?
Groceries. At the price of gold. I got gold in the trunk. How are you?
Oh, let's see. Where you at? Can I help you with them groceries?
Gold in the car, too. So I'm full up on all. Hopefully that'll hold me for a couple of weeks.
Well, gas is starting to ease down a little bit. I think I paid $2.69 the other day. We popped into Ingles and we got our 20-cent discount. It was $2.69 a gallon.
I got a 75-cent discount per gallon. It's still $32, and I had a quarter of a tank already in it.
Gotcha. Well, I just ran down here to D&L and get me some free zone. The price for R4 10A went down a little bit, so I went and grabbed a couple of jugs.
You gotta scoop that stuff up when the scooping is good, huh?
Oh yeah. No, this place over here, D&L Supply, they're good to me. So I was like, okay, I gave him a call, see what the pricing was. Like, oh, I'm on my way.
I gotta get a radio on my motorcycle. I've been riding it more than the car, and I haven't been able to talk on the radio because it doesn't have one. I got an APOS box I can put on it, and I've been testing it out, getting it working. But I gotta get a Bluetooth headset again and get back on the air on the motorcycle. It's hard to be moving, mobile, and not have a radio.
Oh, I understand completely. I get that. Now, don't they make those helmet-mounted like speakers and microphones with the little windsock on them?
I've heard of that. I have the ones that have the Bluetooth in them, but they don't have the. Well, I think the microphone. No, I had to put my own microphone in it. They'll do the Bluetooth on the. Hearing, listening. I think it was for like listening to music while you're riding. I think that's what it was for. But my helmets are, I got them in 2009. I'll tell you how old they are. So they might have some new ones now that have speakers in them and everything. It'd be wonderful to get one that had a 2-meter radio in it.
Yeah, you don't want to put that much RF in your head. You have enough problems.
That is true. Well, the next tunnel antenna, you know, it gets the RF away from your head.
That's true. Yeah, I got to get another radio. We're getting another vehicle a couple of weeks. We're driving down to Florida. We're picking up a 1972 VW Super Beetle, fully restored. So I'm going to go get I'm going to buy one of those 2730 ICOMs and mount it in there. Get the separation kit and everything.
Super Beetles. I had one when I was little in the form of a dune buggy. I took that thing completely apart all the way down to every last nut and bolt and put it all the way back together probably about 5 times. Engine, transmission, everything. All the way down, all the way back up. I really enjoyed it. That's probably the most enjoyable work on any vehicle I've ever had is Volkswagen.
Oh, yeah. No, this has already been restored. The only thing, I got a little thing. I'm going to convert the front drum brakes to, there's a conversion kit to make the front drums disc brakes, and I've got to get underneath it and undercoat the new floor pans. They put new floor pans in and everything. Really, really nice. I mean, really beautiful car.
Enjoy that. I take the 4 bolts off and the linkages that held the carburetor to the engine, and I'd slide the engine back into my lap. I had my legs up underneath the back of the dune buggy. It didn't have a bumper or anything like that. And I'd slide it off of the posts on the transaxle into my lap. And then I'd just scoot back, pick it up, walk into my bedroom, plop it down on my desk, take it apart, and put it back together. That was fun. Anyway, I'm backed into the garage, so I got to unload these groceries. Stay safe. Enjoy the day. It's not too hot today. KB2HXS, W4DJW.
All right, Dave, good to hear you in there. W4DJW, KB2HXS, 73. Have a good one. Enjoy those high-priced groceries. Eat them slow. Don't gobble them up. Eat them slow.